Good morning. This is Clarissa Pessoa for Observer Radio News. In weather for today, the morning will be 13 degrees. It will remain partly cloudy all day. For the afternoon, we'll get a high of 17 degrees. Diamond mines have been uncovered in Ontario for the first time. It's owned by De Beers Canada. The diamonds are worth up to 17% more than regular diamonds. The jewels are mined and processed in the same place. Burke's in downtown Toronto have the gems for sale. A huge tornado raced through Mississippi on Saturday. 10 people have been killed. Many homes have been destroyed. Mississippi was one of 7 states hit by the tornado. A fire in the Philippines left thousands homeless yesterday. A shanty town outside of Manila was still burning into the night. It took about 200 fire trucks to battle the blaze. Today is officially called the Queen's Own Rifle Day. The Queen's Own Rifle marked 150 years of service yesterday. The cadets marched down Jarvis Street to the Moss Park Armory. And a well-known British author named Alan Sillitoe died yesterday in London. He was 82 years old. Sillitoe wrote books such as The Loneliness of a Long-Distance Runner and The Flame of Life. In sports, the Blue Jays got beat 6-0 by the Tampa Bay Rays on Sunday. The Rays took over the game in the 8th inning. Blue Jays will face Boston Red Sox tonight at home at 7 p.m. In soccer, the Toronto FC won against the Seattle Sounders yesterday. The score was 2-0. The game went on through rainy weather. DeRosario and White scored the winning goals for Toronto. In the OHL, the Windsor Spitfires won against the Kitchener Rangers on Sunday. The score was 4-1, and the Spitfires are up against the Barrie Colts on Tuesday. In tennis, Canada won the Fed Cup yesterday against Argentina. The final score was 5-0. In entertainment, How to Train Your Dragon is number one at the box office again. It's the movie's 5th week playing in theaters. The Sikh New Year was celebrated yesterday. A crowd of thousands attend the Khalsa Day Parade at the CNE. The date marks the anniversary of the beginning of the religion. Leonard Nimoy, a.k.a. Mr. Spock from Star Trek, visited his hometown of Vulcan, Alberta this weekend. Vulcan has been named the Star Trek capital of Canada. And Jennifer Lopez has agreed to appear on an episode of Glee. Global's hit TV show may feature J-Lo as a lunch lady in the school cafeteria. That's all for this morning. I'm Clarissa Pessoa from Observer Radio News.